It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good afternoon to Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It's the crossover.
That was amazing. I thought you were going to say good.
Yeah, he'd been in a good mood today.
Totally, right? Yeah.
Do you notice you say that virtually every day?
What the hell's break the monotony?
Exactly. What does he say every day?
You're in a good mood today.
No, I don't. But this week you've been better. Since you've been off Twitter, you have been different.
Maybe that's been 6 months.
Maybe he's hoping. Maybe he's hoping you're in a better mood.
I'm in a great mood.
Are you good? Of course.
Yeah, you should get back on Twitter because you're getting buried on Twitter.
Is that true?
No, of course not.
Like, what happened there?
I'm just trying to get his goat.
Yeah.
Whatever. It just, you know, it's funny because back in the day, and I'm going to go back about 12.
Be careful.
10 years, he and I used to have a little contest on who could get more Twitter followers. And
you had,
I
had about 53,000.
Not quite that.
Not high. Even close.
I can read lips. I saw what you just said.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Of course you don't. But I do.
Okay.
And you and I had a thing back in about 2012 or 13 when Twitter was at its peak.
Okay.
Shout out X. And we would have this little back and forth on who had more followers. And it was close. And me and you and you and me. And then all of a sudden you just like took off and you buried me. And it was no longer a thing between us. And then now I'm crushing you on Twitter followers.
I can.
You got none,
bro. I can remember when I put you under. I remember what. I got like 8,000 followers in one night.
Was it the Steve Elkington?
No, it was the man. It was. This was great. It was. Oh God! So the Warriors had fired Mark Jackson, and they were interviewing candidates. And one of the candidates was Mike Brown.
Okay.
He had had an interview that
Mike
had
Brown.
Been that
Mike.
Had that had
That's
been
a four.
That had been reported, and I found out that he then had a second interview with the Warriors. At the last minute...
So you reported it.
No.
Okay.
No.
No, nobody knew about the second meeting. So I found out that he had a second meeting, and he canceled it. And it meant he was taking the Lakers job.
Mm.
Remember?
Yep.
Of course.
I just put on Twitter, looks like Mike Brown is going to be hired by the Lakers. And it was kind of before anybody broke it.
And you got like 8K.
Yeah, it went up in a hurry.
It's crazy when
crush me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm talking about the earthquakes look good in the middle third. Wando.
One for the thumb, #.
That was about that same time. Yeah, and, you know, I had my...
It happened.
I had like four different platforms, and I'm chipping away and getting 5 followers a day, and I got 7, I got 6, and it's like, Steiny, I'm coming for you. And then... Yeah. Mushroom cloud. Game over.
And I won't put a number on how many followers I got on this said day at the old station. Oh. Willard, you'll remember this. My boy Phil Handy used to be on the Lakers staff.
Man.
So Kawhi was deciding if he was going to go to the Clippers or the Lakers. And I'm on air saying I got inside info. He's going to be a Laker. I'm driving home. Twitter just going off with followers. And then I'm reading the New York Post. And they cite me
on the show
telling him he's going to the Lakers, and he ended up going to the Clippers. I go, but I still got the followers. It's amazing.
Dude, totally.
Oh, yeah, you don't need 5,000 followers.
How many followers, and I hate that we just take body shots at this guy every day, but our guy in Pittsburgh...
Pony.
How many did he get through this experience of being every which way of wrong?
But what did he really do wrong, situation? Though? Well, you guys are in there. What did he really do wrong? Because his heart out there.
No, but no.
What he goes is one
tweet.
Intel.
There was one tweet.
Yeah, what he did wrong was, and this is often
one tweet.
What goes wrong on Twitter is wording.
Yep.
That, it's just wording.
Just like when Evan put something out, I'm like, I didn't say that.
I got my bell rung when I worked at ESPN because they've got people who are like employed to canvass their own people.
Oh.
And like, right? It's like, remember Mission Impossible?
When self-destruct?
The knock list, and you hit send, and those people showed up at your door 4 seconds later. Like, it was like that. I sent a tweet that sounded like Herm Edwards was a candidate officially for the open UCLA head coaching football job.
Hello?
Yeah. And what I wanted to say was, I think Herm would be a good candidate.
Right.
My wording was all bleeped up.
Oh, man.
And I sent that tweet. Within 2 hours, Herm is on ESPN nationally debunking the rumor.
Oh, boy.
And my bosses are online, too.
Oh, and man. It's like, saying what, Will? What's going on?
Better put out an apology tweet right now.
Yeah.
And then
you better back that thing up.
Stand down. You better stand down and get off the Twitter for a few weeks.
All Filippone would have had to do is say, according to my sources, it appears that Brandon Ayuk's coming to Pittsburgh.
Remember, Arson Judge
saying he wasn't wrong.
He never said appears.
He said it was going to be
done. He said it's done.
He reported it.
He said on his way.
The wide receiver is on his way.
You heard him.
Yeah. And it looked, now in fairness, looking back, he might have been pretty close.
You can't report it as done. And then be wrong. But that's why, then, to your point, Goo, here's where being wrong works. All of these aggregators, that's what they're doing. Ayuk to Pittsburgh, it's done. And then you get 2,000 followers.
I'll never forget it, man.
You're doing is guessing. And the rumor mill spins, and everyone follows.
I'm reading them DMs like, who? Daryl, I spell my name. I'm from Stani and Guru. I said, oh, Lord, in this sharp boy.
Yep. It's big time. Yeah. These mics in this market, it's powerful.
It's real. All you got to do is ambulance chase, too. The most followers The most followers I ever got was the night when I worked in L.A. was the night that the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers got turned around.
Remember when they undid it, that was Stern.
All Chris tweeted was wow. So Chris tweeted wow, and I was working at the Lakers station, and I don't even remember what I wrote. I just threw out some opinion like this is some BS or whatever. That's it. The right person picks it up. Twitter has a thirst for it.
Yeah,
wow. Thousands of followers.
And the NBA was running the Hornets then, right? So that was Stern.
Correct.
That was rest in peace to the great man. What was that about? What could it be?
Oh, it was about other owners calling him and saying that this is not like the revenue sharing teams screaming and kicking and yelling because it wasn't just that the Lakers were going to be good, it was that it was going to save them money. It was going to cost all of the other NBA teams money because they were clearing salary in the move as well. And that's what the Dan Gilberts of the world didn't like.
Hmm.
Did you guys hear me go off today?
No.
So Ohtani did something was so incredible last night. He said it wasn't the greatest day in baseball. There's other days. But what scares me from a Giant fan standpoint and the Giant fans in the Bay is it's not about – if you do decide to hire somebody, when are we going to make the playoffs? It's about when are we going to get an Ohtani? When are we going to get a Mookie Betts? When are we going to get a Frank? I don't know if the gap has ever been this big in regard to star power. And I'm wondering, is that wrong thinking on my part? When I look at the Dodgers, who are not going to win it because they don't have the pitching. But when I look at Ohtani, what do the Giants it's almost sad, Willard, of what do they have? A whole era might have gone by with your boy Farhan and Steele.
And the reality is that in the last 12 years, the Giants have won 3 titles and the Dodgers have won 1.
95-7 The Game, breaking news.
We'll get back to it, but the tags have been released for the 49ers on the injury report for this weekend.
There's no way.
Charvarius Ward, questionable. Nick Bosa, questionable. George Kittle, doubtful for the game in Los Angeles against the Rams.
Which means out.
Which means out.
Right, because 99% of doubtful... You can't spell doubtful without out.
That's
and
pretty good.
The spelling
good.
Is different.
Yeah,
but
there's a B in there.
There's almost never a case where a doubtful player becomes in. Usually doubtful means out, and I guess there could be a miracle that happens. And I heard you earlier.
Right, go ahead, James. I needed you to respond. We'll tell Willard. Load management's coming to the NFL. He said he would sit Kittle if he was 70 or 75%. I'm like, you're crazy. I'm looking at the game logs last year. Hurt guys play. But this is a shocker.
This is not load management.
Oh, yeah. No.
This is a player who is hurt. And what Steiny knows, which I don't even think that he knows it the way that he should know it, is that the 17 and soon to be 18 game schedule leads to players being out early so they can get better later. And what I learned from my years in the Arena League, where they had an 18-game schedule and two byes, so it was a 20-week schedule, you had guys who would get hurt early, and they'd be okay. Because when you get hurt early, you get to come back later. And when there are seven teams of 16 that make the playoffs, it's okay. The urgency in the NFL is a lot less than it used to be.
Right.
Well, especially when you're 1-1.
But Willard, I'm shocked.
The Ravens have urgency
you're
this
shocked
weekend.
That a football player is hurt.
Well, here's
what it's like. Duck Willard, another injury in the red and gold. Forget what the Rams got going on. Here, with the Kittle.
Here's what I'll agree with you on. I'll agree with you that
no Higbee
when he's been gone the whole year. When Kyle Shanahan came out of the Minnesota loss and reported no injuries for the 49ers. And somehow we went from no injuries to no Debo, no George, potentially no Charvarius, and potentially no Nick.
Both, man.
Now, Nick and Charvarius, I get the sense off of a questionable tag, and Ward did practice today, as did Bosa. I think those guys are better than 50-50 to play.
And you got Hufanga coming back. But, man.
The defense, in theory, is untouched. The defense is fine.
No Greenlaw.
Well, right.
I'm just saying.
Right. There's also no Patrick Willis. Not available for this game. And so that would have been nice. But the defense needs to run the day.
I'll also say, you're telling me you're going in without Debo, McCaffrey, Kittle, it's
my God.
Well, I mean, that's so many guys. Maybe we do have to really take that into consideration when it comes to Brock Purdy and what could happen.
Look, first of all, time to do the legal.
Yep.
I'm excited.
Time for the legal.
I'm excited for Brock Purdy.
Are you? But tell him.
I am too.
Yeah. This is the opportunity he's been waiting for.
It could be.
This will shut him up.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And it's time. You want me to do it, Dave?
Do it.
Got spiders? ATCO Pest Control is here to help. They specialize in eradicating those eight-legged intruders with precision and care. Don't let spiders take over. Go to atcopestcontrol.com, and you know what? Go reclaim that space. I can't start because I got to come up with one.
I'll start because mine's stupid.
Yeah.
Whatever I was going to say.
Anything's better than last week.
It needed to be said.
Yeah, you
fine.
It needed to be said.
This is a fun moment in our day.
This is what two if you have to.
Dude, it was.
This is whatever it needs to be.
Sure.
Exactly.
Last week was super duper, like, heavyweight champion. Champion of the world.
We're the Bay Area. Don't be racist, damn it. Anyway.
Today is
much lighter.
Okay.
It's much lighter. Bottom line, in a, Steiny,
I'm listening,
corporate environment.
Oh, boy.
If you bring snacks and you take the last snack.
Thank you.
Throw the container away. Because do you know what happens to someone who has a sweet tooth when they walk into an office on a Friday and they see one of those beautiful pink donut boxes? And then you walk over to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to eat it.
Flip the top open, and it's a box full of crumbs.
Oh, man.
So whoever you are, you might be in this room for all I know.
No, it's one of two people.
Whoever you are, Odyssey San Francisco, whoever took the last donut, you're a bleep. You're a bleep.
It wasn't me.
I split a crumb. Yeah.
Shout out Shaggy.
Box away. Stop playing with my emotions.
Wow, Will.
That's it.
Not bad. Right. And the donuts were bought by Joseph S.
Spadoni.
Do you know that?
Well,
the box said Joseph S.
Shasky.
Joseph S.
Oh.
And you know that there are two Joseph S's in the morning.
Wow, Shasky did it.
My bad. Well, no, he brought them.
Yeah, sure.
I doubt that he ate the last one.
Yeah.
The morning show guys are probably gone before those things
were
gone.
Yeah, it feels like a midday production.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'll go.
Please.
So I've been working with the station in some type of capacity since 2012. And one of the first guys I worked with here is Stephen Langford. And this is just about wedding invites. And, you know, the guy is having a wedding. I've broken bread with him and this new bride-to-be. I've known him again for over a century. And I didn't get an invite to the wedding. So I stopped him, told him, hey, I hadn't got my invite in the mail. What's going on? That's what he informed me. I didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So I ran down who made the cut here.
Oh, yeah, boy.
And I couldn't believe all the new booties, not hating on anybody.
New booties.
Then he doubled back after he broke the news that I didn't make the cut. And what hurts, it's my fault, is you think you're tight, Willard, but you're not that tight because I didn't make the cut. But then I got the, hey, somebody canceled. You can you know? I didn't make the original cut. Don't double back and fix it after I didn't cry and I'm hurt. But don't do me the, oh, we feel sorry for you, goo. Can you make it? Nope. I didn't make the original. I went and licked my wounds. But don't double back and ask me, can I make it? And that's what happened. So I'm just saying a PSA. If you don't make the original cut list, invite list, don't double back because you're either feeling sorry for me or somebody canceled.
Yeah.
I'm not with that. I didn't make it Langford. The Langfords, I'm hurt. But don't double back with the sympathy here and somebody canceled. I don't like that.
I get what you're saying, but for me, it reminds me of my
12 years I've known the dude.
My Little League All-Star career, because I never forget, as a 13-year-old in the All-Stars, I was the third alternate, and you know, three kids had to go to either Hawaii or I'm in Tahoe or whatever, and so I got to be an All-Star, and so I got to be an All-Star, and yeah, my dad was the coach, and yeah, Eric Tepley pinch ran for me and got picked off twice by Drew Miller, the lefty from San Rafael. Fine. I have negative memories about that part of it, but at least when you're the alternate and you get called up, you accept the assignment, goo, and you go.
Not on the premise of you. Yeah. They really didn't invite you.
I would argue, this might hurt you.
This is financial, and I get it. Weddings, gospel.
I'd argue you don't get an invite.
Don't you get it?
I'd argue you're both wrong.
Tell him, real quick, him and Steven?
First of all, you're not allowed to be mad when you don't get invited to a wedding because...
Bonte, you listening? Because I'm getting worried about
you're not allowed to get mad when you're not invited to a wedding because for all you know, that guest list, she's making it.
Okay, all right.
Her parents are paying for it.
She's wonderful.
And every head costs a certain amount of money. So you're not allowed... No, because I had people get mad at me, and then I was like mad at them, and then I'm like, this is out of my hands, believe it or not. And so you can't get mad. But then for him to double back to you...
It walked up on me in the break room.
Actually, we found a spot, and here's where we're registered. Is also... out of line.
Steiny,
you're both wrong.
You're wrong, because you told me an invite is an invite.
First of all, you are so wrong.
I love you, Willard.
Why don't you just go up to Stephen Langford and go, hey, you don't make a lot of money, apparently, huh?
Why would I do that?
Because it's all about their finances.
Yeah. Every
their finances. There.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finances.
You've known me longer than Evan. I should be going.
So,
well, the funny thing is, you've known me longer than Shafty and Bonte. I should be going. To me not making the cut. Guru, and it's okay. I've known you longer than them.
In all fairness,
it hurts.
I've known him longer than you have. And in fact, I made him. And without Dan Dibley, there is no Stephen Langford. He was nothing. Okay. He was nothing but a squirrel.
So you're
trying
going
to get an? Of course not.
Do you care?
No, he was an intern on my show, and I took him under my ample wing, and I nurtured Stephen Langford on my copious teat. And if it wasn't for that feeding. There's no way that Stephen Langford is doing what Stephen Langford's doing.
It's a fact.
Willard, you have no idea.
Let me add the punchline.
No clue.
Go ahead.
And the punchline is,
get it?
Whether had Langford invited him originally or when he did,
okay,
Guru wasn't going anyway.
Yeah.
Because he's going to another wedding, apparently,
tomorrow,
of someone he has a better relationship than Stephen Langford.
No, I was invited to earlier. So that's how I accepted this invite, and it happened to be on the same day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with the texter here. Shame on you for even asking. Okay.
Bonte, lie to me and say I'm invited. I'll make
Cheryl
sure
Crow.
I can't go.
Lie to me.
So this is the second wedding at the station that they forgot about me. Who was the last one? Real quick.
I don't know, but...
Was it Kyle Madsen?
Look in the mirror, bro.
Madsen, it was one more. Oh, who just got married?
So there were three altogether.
No, there's two.
Have you ever been invited to a wedding by a coworker?
Guru.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. I got married less than 2 years ago.
You didn't invite anybody.
Exactly. Not a soul.
Yeah, no, well, that's...
Not a one of you.
There was one
not
here.
You, okay. Certainly not Randy.
Dumas is wedding Philly.
I've reached the...
You're not flying to Philly for Dumas. Yeah. Get out of here.
Just predicated that I'll be like, we're buds. We've done shows together. I thought we
Here's what's
you've reached the point, and we all have.
Don't
invite me to the wedding. I don't want to be invited to your wedding. I want to save the money. I don't want to travel across the world. I don't want to come to your wedding.
Oh, man.
Especially during football season. What are y'all doing? Don't get married in football season. There's games this weekend.
That is great.
I don't want to go.
I feel bad. I'll let it out, Scotty.
Here's what's bothering me.
And it's what's just, bugging you.
What's bugging
you. Do it right.
Yeah, that's true. And we've seen it all the time. And Guru plays into it, and I don't know why. He comes in today, and he's just such a prisoner of the moment. He goes, that was the greatest. What did Ohtani do last night?
Joe Davidson actually said
I don't care
it.
What he said.
6-for-6, what three homers,
say?
And went
you said it's
51.
Maybe the greatest day in baseball ever.
Joe Davidson
the greatest
said that
perform-
on the call.
The I greatest did. Performance in baseball ever. And that's what you do. You disrespect the past.
Mm.
First of all, I'm not even going to talk about what about Reggie Jackson's three homers in a World
which
Series.
I brought up.
Joe Carter.
Yeah.
In 1971, Rick Wise.
Mm.
Pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Tell him.
Threw a no-hitter and hit two home runs. Night-night.
All right. But you're saying that to the guy that authored that phrase. I said it was incredible, not the greatest night. Baby. Joe Davidson on the call. He can let us know. We heard it. That's the greatest night in baseball. Yeah.
1971?
A no-hitter and two homers.
That ain't better than Doc Ellis pitching a no-hitter off LSD on drugs.
Oh, by the way, the game, you know what the score of the game was? The score of the game was 2-0. Not 2-2-2, but 2-0. He didn't hit two homers in a 20-5 laugher after the game had already been decided.
And do you know who he hit the third home run off of? The first baseman.
Oh.
The first baseman.
I told him.
John Sally.
First baseman.
But what about the other 49 homers, the majestic one?
Great.
Dude's incredible.
Nice little year. But if you want to think about three home run games versus no hitters, there have been three times as many three homer games as there have been no hitters. And I did the deep dive earlier in the week or over the weekend because I was wondering about the three-homer game versus the no-hitter. And I think there have been more than 650 three-homer games, and there have been about 270 no-hitters. And then the other one you could do is four-homer games versus perfect games. Yeah. And I think that there are – that one's a lot closer between four-homer games and perfect games.
No, so, right,
but the fact of the matter is Ohtani's incredible.
Okay, fine.
And you wanted to rip him.
It's for show. Dibs.
It's for show.
I mean, mine is...
Get him.
I'm going to do it quick because it's probably violating HIPAA laws and it's probably inappropriate and... Try to count it.
Danny Ainge. Teardrop.
What's bugging me is kids who bite my daughter. There you go.
Wow.
Benny the Biter.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys haven't met Benny the Biter
Wait,
yet.
She's not.
She's two.
She's in preschool?
She's in preschool.
Okay. Wow.
And, you know, it.
So you got called?
It. When you have a preschool age kid, your kid's either a biter or a bitee. And my firstborn, Quest, shout him out, 23 years old, he was the bitee. And he was bitten probably 8 times. And I would say that all 8 times, he had it coming to him because he would put his hands on kids.
Okay,
he would get
you.
In people's. Right. He would get in
people's.
He was just in people's business. And it's like, yeah, you got bit, son. You had it coming to you. Not this kid. Anyway, kids who bite my daughter.
Is she okay?
She's going to pull through.
She's fine.
She's going to pull through. It's, you know.
He's mad at the day school, not the...
No.
He should be.
You're more mad at the school than the kid. You're not actually mad at the kid.
No, he's two. What's bugging me...
And his name is Benny, which means they knew he was going to bite people.
And that's now...
Sorry,
we should probably dump that. Yeah, exactly. And it wasn't Spadoni's son, who's a kindergartner, I think, now, right?
Well, keep up the good vibes, guys, because we, Goo and I have...
Who you got today? You guys got anybody?
They've got a great show.
You know it's
95.7, the game!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.